This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A study on school suspensions shows that Colorado students are being removed from classrooms more often than the national average. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
7% of students are suspended in Colorado each year. That's just above the national average. The overall rate of suspensions dropped more than 1 percentage point over the last few years. But the Learning Policy Institute study found that Colorado's in-school suspensions increased at a rate that was greater than the decrease in out-of-school suspensions. This suggests more students were still taken out of classrooms. Researchers support alternatives to suspension. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado program to help provide health insurance for undocumented Coloradans has signed up thousands. Here's CPR's health reporter, John Daly.
It's called OmniSalud. It's being managed by the state exchange Connect for Health Colorado. In 2021, lawmakers passed a law requiring companies selling insurance offer plans with lower fixed costs and make them available to all, no matter documentation status. Since the start of November, the program has enrolled 10,000 people. That's more than expected, says Biani Bermudez with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition.
Being able to access that health care is just a huge privilege. A lot of people kind of take that for granted when you have it.
Advocates say more funding could become available in the future, but it will take time to grow under the current law. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Recent methamphetamine contamination in three libraries around Colorado is prompting the Pikes Peak Library District to test for the drug. The screenings will determine whether cleaning is needed. They'll take place at all public restrooms in 15 locations across the district. It could take up to 4 weeks for results. This is CPR News and KRCC.